And I suppose I did all the things that young kids do. And really, I think everything just was quite normal until I acquired diabetes, which...
How did your diagnosis come about?
The classic symptoms, all the classic symptoms. I got very thin. I was down to 3 stone, 10 pounds. And this was age 9 and a half. I was very thirsty, kept going to the bathroom a lot, etc., etc. All the usual things. And my mother then took me to the GP, and he did the test. And that was it. He didn't say in front of me what was wrong with me. He sent me out the room because I think he wanted my mother to explain to me. But I'm not entirely sure my mother knew very much about diabetes at all, because there was no history of it in the family, so far as we knew. So we went home, and then she told me at home that I would have to have injections for the rest of my life. I don't think I was unduly worried about that. She told me that I wouldn't be able to eat sugary things, and that I was to go straight to hospital that afternoon. And so we had an afternoon cup of tea, and she said, this is the last sugar you're going to have in your tea. And by that evening, I was in hospital in St. Albans. And this was, I suppose, about mid-December, 47.
Now, your medical notes say 46. Would you like to comment on that?
Well, as I said a moment ago, I do get a bit vague on dates when they're so long ago. And I'd always thought that I'd had diabetes since age 8, partly because I know I was considered very young, and secondly, because they encouraged me to do injections myself straight away, and they were saying that this is a very young age to start doing injections. And I honestly believe that later on this was that I'd started at 8, and it was only when I came across some notes from my mother's possessions that I found, in fact, dated letters from myself from the hospital to her confirming that it was 9 and a half.